In a continued effort to enhance agricultural productivity and strengthen food security, the Unleashing the Blue Economy of the Caribbean, UEC project, through its Contingent Emergency Response Component, CERC, has commenced the distribution of approximately 1,000 rolls of ground cover to farmers across St. Lucia free of charge. The distribution activity was launched at the Lakai Deanery, targeting farmers who cultivate crops such as cucumbers, pumpkin, watermelon, honeydew, cantaloupe, and pineapple. A key criterion for eligibility was the presence of drip irrigation systems on the farm, ensuring the ground cover is used efficiently and effectively. The main objective of providing ground covers are to suppress weed growth and retain soil moisture, two crucial factors in the cultivation for these sensitive crops. These benefits are expected to significantly reduce the cost of production while increasing crop yields. Chief Extension Officer of the Ministry of Agriculture, Eloy Alexis, highlighted the importance of using ground covers to suppress weed and increase yields.
So essentially, the objective of giving the farmers this ground cover is for them to for it to suppress weed growth and also retain water in the ground. We all know that these crops are very sensitive in terms of when it comes to weeding. So if it's just planted on the bare ground, going in and weed may interfere, especially when this plant starts to flower. It may affect the flower or fruit sets.
Farmers receiving the ground cover expressed the satisfaction and gratitude. Many highlighted how the material will ease the weed management burden and help conserve water, especially during dry spells.
I believe that this is a very good venture because I am one who have used the ground cover for over 25 years. And I can say that one of the biggest advantages is the great economic cost, that economic benefit that farmers get from that. Actually, you eliminate, with the use of ground cover, you eliminate one of the biggest costs to in farming, and that is weeding. So you virtually eliminate weeding if it is done properly.
The Ministry of Agriculture anticipates a marked increase in production of these crops in the coming months. If realized, this could translate into reduced price inputs and increased availability of fresh, locally grown produce on the market. This distribution forms part of St. Lucia's broader push to build climate resilience and ensure food sovereignty through smart, targeted agricultural support. From the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development, I am Zarek Felix reporting.